Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, it's time to get your very late indeed Thursday edition of the VTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swigert. Yeah, fashionably late. Here I am. It's September 24th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours and around 5 minutes or so today. Could be a short one. Are you ready for free mobile, UK? Well, guess what? Freedom. Yeah, Freedom Pop is here. Yes, the UK's newest MVNO has launched today, and as promised, it offers a completely free SIM only with 200 minutes, 200 texts, and 200 megabytes of 4G data per month. That's all courtesy of the Three Network. Hint though, it's not completely free. As long as you pay the £7 for the SIM delivery and activation, and then you're good to go. So it's almost free. I know you're thinking, too good to be true, right? Well, Freedom Pop has tested its freemium model in the US. And so far, it's actually went down well. So much, in fact, that people have actually opted to pay for the service. Ah, this is how they get you. Should your basic 200 plan not be enough for you, there's always that £9 per month plan, which gives you 1,000 minutes, 1,000 texts, and 1 gigabyte of data. Need a little bit more data? Well, then just add £12 per month. So, UK, if you need to be mobile on the cheap, might not be a bad idea to give old Freedom Pop a try. Mozilla keeps adding more and new enticing features to Firefox, and the newest is instant messaging. That's in Firefox 41 now. Not only is it on the desktop, but it's also in the Android version too. Yeah, because there's still no iOS version. They're still testing that down in, when was that, in New Zealand, Australia, somewhere down there. Yes, the new Firefox will let you IM directly from the Hello video call, whether you're on a Windows, Mac, or a Linux, or even Android. Although Android, I'm hearing, is still kind of in testing, so that may not be completely ready to go yet. Another nice thing is Hello users can now see who they're chatting with, thanks to that new option to set a profile picture on the desktop browser. Yes, because we all know that a picture is so reliable. Just ask those people on dating websites. Alright, serious gamers out there, I know what you're thinking. I need myself one big fancy desktop. Gotta have all that power, man. NVIDIA is about to change your mind. Now, they're calling this an industry first, and they've announced the GeForce GTX 980 desktop GPU that's headed, you guessed it, to laptops. No, this is not to be confused with the GTX 980M. No. They're nothing like each other. However, though, the GTX 980 for your laptop, even though it's smaller, is going to give you the exact same experience you're getting with your desktop version. So finally, if you're a gamer on the go, you can now take that power with you. No word yet how much it's gonna cost, though. But hey, we all know performance never comes cheap. And finally, see guys, I told you it's a bit of a shorty today. We're gonna go deep scientific sci-fi fiction. Well, it used to be kind of sci-fi fiction. This is the real deal now. I'm talking about quantum teleportation. Ooh, doesn't that make you tingle? That's the act of reconstructing quantum data and then putting it somewhere else. Usually that somewhere else is, like, I don't know, like across the room. Big deal, right? But now, the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, yeah, they've managed to up that. They are now transferring the information from one to another across, ooh, get this, 63 miles. Beats the hell out of just going from one desk to another now, doesn't it? Now, clearly, we're a long ways away of actually trying to, I don't know, beam ourselves from one place to another. And I don't want to be on that end saying 99% of me doesn't make it. No. I don't want to be that guinea pig. But it is showing the way of the future that maybe, just possibly, one day, we could be in our own quantum leap. Aw, Sam Beckett would be proud. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swigert. Hey, don't forget tonight, BTN listeners, it's time for the big show. Oh yeah, the big show. It's live tonight, 8 p.m. UK time. That's 12 Pacific U.S., 3 Eastern. Good old panel coming your way tonight. Rich, Jeff, Lee, and Righty all gonna be on the show talking about all the lovely tech news that's happen all this week. Catch it live right here on BTN, britishtechnews.com/live. Get in over there at the chat room. Plenty of fun and beer will be had. As for the news show, well, there actually wasn't going to be a news show tomorrow. However, somehow, someway, I've managed to fit in a little time tomorrow. So, yes, indeed, since it's Friday, and I know how everybody loves Friday, because I love Friday too, there will be a BTN news show for you tomorrow, and we will be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. I know you're way into it already. At least most of you are. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.